Hi guys, welcome to the Salon Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Mark, Chief Content Creator for the Salon Marketing Agency, along with my co-host, Veronica. All right, salon owners, are you ready to make this October your most successful yet?
We're diving deep into some seriously creative marketing strategies.
That's right. We're taking 5 salon marketing ideas for October and really breaking it down.
These ideas are all about transforming your salon for the fall.
And getting those appointment books totally booked.
What I love about these tips is they're not just trendy or seasonal.
They're actually rooted in solid marketing strategies.
October's a gold mine, right?
Totally. You've got Halloween, breast cancer awareness, the leaves changing.
It's all about capitalizing on what's already on your clients' minds.
And then offering them something they can't resist.
Exactly.
So let's dive right in. The article kicks off with some fun Halloween ideas.
Yeah, it does.
Spooktacular makeovers. I have to admit, I kind of love that.
Me too. It's catchy.
But tell me, why is that more than just a cute name? What's the strategy?
Because it's all about getting those clients snapping selfies, posting on social media.
Oh, I see. It's subtle marketing.
Exactly. When you give it a name like that, spooktacular makeovers, they almost can't help but show it off.
It's true. Everyone wants to show off their Halloween look.
And don't forget, algorithms eat that stuff up.
Visual content is king.
A vibrant picture of a spooktacular makeover, that's going to get noticed.
You're basically creating user-generated content without even asking.
Exactly.
So smart.
Yeah.
What about Halloween hair deals?
Oh, I love that idea.
Is that too on the nose, or is there a strategy there too?
Not at all. Think about it. People are already in that mindset of like, I want to change up my look. Halloween's the perfect time to experiment.
It's true. People get more adventurous.
Exactly. Offer them a discount on some themed styles, some temporary dyes.
Oh, fun. Like what? Yeah. What would be a themed style?
You could do like spiderweb braids, or maybe some colorful streaks for like a witchy vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe even some fun hair accessories, you know, like little bats or pumpkins.
Oh, I love it.
It's festive, and it's a great way to bring in new clients.
Yeah, people who are looking for something very specific to that holiday.
And for your existing clients, it's just a little incentive to be like, ooh, let's try something fun.
I'm sold. Halloween hair deals it is.
Now, tell me more about this costume contest idea.
Oh, it's so good.
It sounds fun, but how do I make sure it actually brings in business?
Okay, a costume contest, that's like marketing gold.
Yeah.
Because again, it goes back to that user-generated content.
Right, right.
So picture this. You encourage your clients, right?
Yeah.
Take pictures of your awesome Halloween costumes, post them on social media, tag the salon.
Okay.
And to sweeten the deal, maybe they could win a free service.
Ooh, yeah.
A free haircut, a blowout, a special treatment, whatever you want to offer.
I love that.
Now, not only are they showcasing your amazing work.
Right.
But you're also reaching a much wider audience.
Because every time someone likes that picture, comments on it, shares it,
your salon is being introduced to a whole new network of potential clients.
It's free advertising.
I love that. And speaking of giving, I want to transition to something that really resonates with me.
Yeah.
And that's incorporating a charitable element into your October marketing.
Absolutely. October is perfect for that.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is huge.
You're so important.
This is where you can really show what your salon values are.
100%.
And really build that brand loyalty. Because you're aligning yourself with a cause that your clients care about.
It's about making that genuine connection.
Yes. Tell me more about that.
So the source mentions a Pink for a Purpose campaign.
Okay.
Which I think is a fantastic starting point.
Okay.
And it can be as simple as, you know, offering a pink hair extension service.
Okay. I like it.
Maybe a sparkly pink nail design.
Cute.
Or donating a portion of your proceeds from, you know, specific services to a breast cancer charity.
Okay. I love that idea. But you said starting point. What else could we add to really make this Pink for Purpose campaign next level?
Well, you want to show you're really committed to the cause. So let's take it a step further. What about creating a pink ribbon product line?
Ooh, what is that?
Think like pink-themed shampoos and conditioners, styling products.
Love it.
And then a portion of those sales goes directly to breast cancer research.
Oh, I love that idea.
Or how about a dedicated charity day?
Okay.
Maybe one day a week you offer these mini services at a discounted rate, but all the proceeds go to your chosen charity.
Oh.
You could have raffles, refreshments, make it an event.
So fun. I love that. It's like you get to have fun with it too.
Exactly.
It's not just about like donating money. It's about creating that experience.
It's about getting people excited about a good cause.
Yes. I can already picture the Instagram-worthy moments, like the pink decorations, the sense of community, those feel-good vibes.
It's powerful.
And let's be honest, in a world where everyone's constantly being marketed to, it's that authenticity that really cuts through the noise.
100%.
It shows that you're not just about the bottom line. You know, you're invested in something bigger than yourself.
And that builds trust with your clients.
Yes.
They see that you care, and they're more likely to stick with you long-term.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, now that we've covered skooky promotions and meaningful giving back campaigns,
what's next?
Let's talk about fall itself, right?
Yes.
Like those gorgeous autumn colors.
My favorite.
This is where I feel like, as a stylist, you can get really creative.
Let those creative juices flow.
The article mentions Autumn Hues color specials.
I love that.
Sounds amazing, but paint me a picture. What are we talking about here? What colors?
Okay, so think warm, rich, multi-dimensional tones.
Okay.
Inspired by, like, the changing leaves.
Yes.
So we're talking, like, chocolatey auburns, maybe with some caramel highlights.
Ooh,
deep mahogany hues, always a classic.
Right.
And then for those clients who maybe want to stay a little bit lighter, you know, a buttery blonde with, like, ribbons of honey.
I am here for all of those colors. Okay, so beyond just the, you know, gorgeousness of it all, tell me the business strategy behind offering Autumn Hues color specials.
So it's all about anticipating your clients' needs.
Okay.
And then also positioning yourself as the trendsetter, right?
Right.
As the seasons change, people naturally want to refresh their look.
Yeah.
It's like a fresh start.
New season, new hair.
Exactly. So by showcasing these autumn hues and then putting some promotions around them, you're telling your clients, we get it. You want to change, and we've got you covered.
It's like we're on the same wavelength. You get me.
Exactly.
You're speaking my language. Okay, and speaking of the changing season.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about the more practical side of fall, because, you know, as the weather gets colder, that indoor heating kicks in.
Yeah.
Hydration becomes super important, right?
Huge.
For hair, for skin, everything.
Dryness is real.
It's so real. The Source really emphasizes promoting hydration treatments this time of year.
It's key.
What are we talking about specifically?
Okay, so for hair, obviously those deep conditioning masks are amazing.
Okay, love it.
For the face, you know, super hydrating facials.
Yes.
Maybe even think about incorporating some luxurious hand treatments as well, because hands get so dry in the colder months.
Oh, that's such a good idea. I always forget about my hands. Okay, so we have all these amazing treatments, but how do I make them extra enticing for clients? Like, how do I package them in a way that they're like, yes, I need that?
That's where you can really get creative and think about your clientele.
Okay.
So think about creating, like, these seasonal care bundles.
Seasonal care.
Okay. So maybe it's a shampoo and conditioner that are designed for locking in moisture paired with a deep conditioning treatment, and you offer it at a special price.
I love that.
Or you could do a discount on a hydrating facial when they book it with a haircut.
So good.
You know, just little things that add value and solve their problems.
Right, because everybody's thinking about, like, ugh, my hair's so dry, my skin's so dry.
Exactly.
Like you're saying, hey, I see you, come in, let me help you.
You're speaking their language.
Exactly. And who doesn't want to escape into a cozy salon when it's cold and miserable outside?
Right, it's the perfect escape.
Pamper yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so speaking of pampering.
Yes.
Let's talk about my favorite topic, customer appreciation.
It's the perfect time to show your clients some love.
It really is. October can be kind of slow for salons sometimes.
It's that post-summer slump.
Exactly. So what can we do to proactively engage those loyal clients?
Well, the article suggests a Fall into Beauty open house.
Oh, I love that idea.
It's fun.
So festive. Okay, paint me a picture. What does a Fall into Beauty open house look like? Give me the details.
Okay, so think like mini treatments, you know, maybe a quick scalp massage or a hand paraffin dip.
Oh, I love a good paraffin dip.
Right. It just feels luxurious.
Yeah.
You could have some exclusive discounts just for that day.
Okay.
On products or services. And of course, no fall themed event is complete without some seasonal treats.
Like a little cider.
Cider, pumpkin spice cookies, whatever you think your clients would love.
It's about creating that vibe.
Exactly. It's an experience. It gives people a reason to come hang out, even if they don't need a haircut that day.
Yes. And it reminds them why they love your salon.
Exactly.
Because it's not just about the service.
It's about the whole experience.
It's about the connection, the feeling.
Exactly.
Now, while we've got everyone gathered for this amazing open house, wouldn't this be the perfect time to introduce, like, a referral program?
Oh, brilliant idea.
Because you're already building that sense of community.
Exactly. Strike while the iron's hot, you know?
Yes. Capitalize on that energy.
Exactly. And incentivize people to spread the word. Word of mouth is everything.
It's the best kind of marketing. So what kind of incentive would you recommend?
Well, you could offer a discount on their next service if they refer a friend.
Okay, I love that.
And to make it even better, give that discount to the friend too.
Oh, even better.
Or maybe a free add-on service, like a deep conditioning treatment.
Oh, I love that too.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a freebie. Okay, so now I'm picturing, like, as everyone's leaving my Fallen to Beauty open house,
Yeah.
I want to send them off with a little something to say thank you.
I love it.
So I'm thinking, like, little autumn-themed gift bags.
So
Do
cute.
I?
Not too much.
Not at all. It's those little touches that
Yeah.
people remember.
Okay, good.
And it doesn't have to be anything over the top.
Right.
Just a small gesture.
Like what? Give me some ideas.
Okay, picture this. A cute little bag, right?
Yeah.
Maybe with a couple of travel-size product samples.
Okay, cute. Like a little shampoo, conditioner.
Exactly. Maybe a discount voucher for their next visit.
Love it.
And then, to really drive home that fall feeling, a little pumpkin spice candle.
Oh my God, stop. It's perfect.
Who doesn't love a good pumpkin spice candle?
Right. But you're right. It really is those little touches that make all the difference.
They show that you care. You're not just like churning people through your salon.
Right. It's about that personalized touch.
Exactly. And like we said, never underestimate the power of word of
Yeah.
mouth.
Never.
Because a happy client who feels appreciated,
They're going to tell their friends.
they're your best advertisers.
100%.
It's like we always say, it's not just about the haircut, it's about the whole experience
The connection.
and the feeling you leave them with.
Exactly.
So there you have it, folks. Another deep dive in the books.
We covered it all.
Spooky season marketing, giving back to causes you care about.
Embracing the cozy vibes of fall.
And of course, showing your amazing clients some love.
All the good stuff.
Now go forth and make this October your best one yet.
You've got this.